this. We have the nerve to reach into the bank. This is the bank. It's time to reach in and take all the hard work that we put in and take it out on them. Let's go. In here right now. Shots on three. 1, 2, 3.
Football season is back. All right, it's only the preseason, but folks were excited to return to Everbank Field for the first time in 2015, knowing that the real stuff is not too far away. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. Let's start with Blake Bortles, who looked very sharp in his season debut, 11 of 15 for 118 yards. That made his passer rating 96, very sharp. And then he ran one in for the Jaguars' first touchdown of the night.
I think anytime, you know, you're able to come out of camp and go against somebody other than your own guys, it's cool. You know, I know the guys up front love that. I know they love going against other people. And it's neat to see, you know, different defenses, different looks and stuff like that.
You know, we challenge our guys to, you know, we want to start fast and finish faster. I think that's the big message to our whole team. And, you know, we're not going to wait. We're going to get this thing going and have more of that mindset. And I felt like, you know, it's a good job by the offense establishing that.
The running game was the story tonight. Greg Olsen said it would be, that this was going to be a run-first team. And it didn't matter whether it was Denard Robinson, who was effective up the middle, or Toby Gerhard out in the screen game. The running game is so much an attitude. And tonight, the Jaguars had it in abundance.
You know, I think the run game, we started off fast and we kept going. So we was catching the ball out the backfield and running the ball well. So that's what we wanted to do, and that's what we're trying to do. We're going to try to be a physical team, and that's what we're going to do.
Demonstrated what we want to do as an identity, as an offense, and that is attack the run. And, you know, it was fun. It was great. I think the O-line was digging it too, and we're excited about moving forward.
A couple of game notes. The first is that Julius Thomas will miss the rest of the preseason with what's called a stable fracture in his hand. He is not expected to have surgery. It's a bone that will heal rapidly. But you've seen the end of Julius Thomas. They do expect him to be ready for the regular season. Two sacks tonight for Cap Cappy. That's right, Cap Cappy, including the game winner at the end. And the Jaguars' offensive line that gave up 71 sacks in 2014 allowed just one this evening. The Jaguars win at 23-21 over the Pittsburgh Steelers to start the preseason off with a win. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.